Arcturus Strat Andriosis. And some really good stuff there. He's a very excellent musician. And I had not been aware of him prior to this, but Andriotis has been kicking around probably through the GTA or certainly the Ontario jazz world. And this release, I think, will not hurt his airtime across the country as well. Strat Andriosis from Hamilton. At least he was raised there after arriving from Greece with his family. And that album is called Exits on Decatria Records. And that also a new label to my ear. There's a lot of them I never try and keep up. It's a mug's game. And you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. It's 11:12 Central Time here in Winnipeg. Not a bad day at all. People complain about the weather, but it's really not that bad, you know. I mean, you get a few cold days, but this is Winnipeg in winter. And it's not a bad day out there at the moment. Not that cold, and sun isn't shining, but there you go. Moving into my historical segment now, I mentioned at the outset that every now and then I'm playing music basically constantly at home, and there's just too much jazz to keep up with anything. But every now and then the cycle comes around and I listen to something and I say, oh yeah, I haven't played Mahavishnu for a long time, so it's time that they got their historical segment airtime. So this morning it's the Mahavishnu Orchestra. Almost always, like, their alumni list is very large, and this is a compilation album called The Essential Mahavishnu Orchestra. And it has more than just the original group of artists, but there's no way I can keep up with that. So the band, of course, is best known for John McLaughlin's guitar leadership and the leadership generally of the whole organization. And his first lineup and the best known Mahavishnu group is Panamanian drummer Billy Cobham, Irish bassist Rick Laird, Czech keyboardist Jan Hammer, and American violinist Jerry Goodman, along, of course, with the McLaughlin on guitar. They did some really groundbreaking fusion recordings and legitimately take their place in the history of jazz as influencers, for sure. A lot of their alumni moved on into other directions or kept going in that direction. But the fusion world would have been an awful lot less interesting without Mahavishnu. I'm going to play three tracks from the Essential Mahavishnu Orchestra. First one is called Dream. Second is Trilogy. And the third one is Vision is a Naked Sword. You may recognize some of these riffs if you're familiar with the Mahavishnu band. But here is the Essential, starting with Dream. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, the great thing about jazz is that if you're in the mood for something gentle and meditative, then that's there for you. And sometimes it's got to be gentle and meditative, and sometimes it's got to be challenging in a quiet sort of way, and sometimes you just got to crank up the gain and listen to Mahavishnu as loud as you can. That's the great part about jazz. It's got something for everything and every taste and every mood. And that was my historical segment today. I don't play Mahavishnu that often around here, but over the years, it's had some airtime off and on in the years that I've been doing this show. That's from the Essential Mahavishnu Orchestra Collection, released a few years ago, and is a great sampler of the many iterations of that band, that from the original group with all the additional instruments and writing and everything else. But McLaughlin was the cement there, the glue, whatever, that held it all together. That guitar is really quite something. Mahavishnu, which brings us not quite to the end of our second hour, but it's getting close. So, while your breathing is getting back to normal, I will let you know what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Victoria, and I hope you'll all do that, and I hope that you will keep in mind that this great little radio station is having its annual fund drive starting on Friday, and for the 2 weeks after that, you're going to be hearing a lot of reasons why you should contribute to this station to help it continue to do the remarkable job that it does. We are much, much greater than the sum of our parts, if you will. And all of us volunteer hosts are getting ready to ask for your money coming up in the next couple of weeks. Anyhow, thanks, Victoria. Back to some music now. It's interesting. I think probably like most of you, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I have really mixed feelings about award shows. You know, their Grammys and their Oscars and whatever else. Everybody says, "Oh, yeah, they're pretty rough. They're pretty awful." They don't tell you the real story. But when they choose something that you like, well, then maybe they're not that bad, right? So every now and then, the Grammys especially surprise me. You know, if you're looking for Grammy results after the big night, and they've gone through all the pop rock blah blah, and you scroll down for all the winners, and when you get to the winner, you get down to the winner for the best technical support for an alt Christian pop rock reggae album recorded on a Wednesday in a studio starting with the letter L, and you look for that winner. And then somewhere shortly after that, you get the jazz stuff. If that sounds a little cynical, that's exactly what it was intended to be, because scrolling down past all the stuff that's listed before you get to jazz is actually quite funny. But this year, when I scrolled down and I got to the jazz winner, because they don't usually put this in the paper or it's not in the top group, there, lo and behold, was Chick Corea and Bela Fleck, their album Remembrance. And I said, whoa, that was on my best of lists, if you happen to see that list in the Free Press at the end of December. That was one of the albums on my best of list. I love this album. And so I thought, well, I should maybe play it. So I'm going to play a couple of tracks from the album called Remembrance with Chick Corea and Bela Fleck. And as an aside, I can say that the Jazz Winnipeg Festival has announced that at least one headliner that's coming in June, and that headliner is Bela Fleck. So if you're interested in remarkable banjo playing at a stunning level, then make arrangements to see Bela Fleck when he's in town. This album was released last year, and it was basically recorded a few years ago. Chick Corea died in 2021 of cancer. He was 79, and his partner here is a banjoist, Bela Fleck, and the tracks are partially from a final European concert tour that the duo did in 2019, and it was fleshed out with tracks that were accomplished in the early COVID days. And these guys it is reminiscent, although the sound is very different, it's reminiscent of the Chick Corea Gary Burton duo albums, where they get into each other's brains and their music is like performed out of one brain. And this same thing happens here. Bela Fleck is a remarkable musician. And banjo is a